Jimmy, they say laughter is the best medicine. Well, I was in hospital this week and pressured my doctors into discharging me so I could come tonight. So hurry up and make me better, you bastard. Who's who got out of hospital? Where are you?
At the back.
At the back. What did you have?
Crohn's.
Well, you got Crohn's? Oh, fuck's sake. What a pain in the ass. Oh, man, I feel for you, because that's the, is there, there's no cure for that, right? No. Shit. Oh. Fucking constantly, yeah. Oh, God, well, thanks for coming out. And so what were you hospitalised? I mean, just for the inflammation?
Morphine for the pain.
What, sorry?
You needed morphine for the pain.
You needed morphine for the pain. That must be, bad enough having Crohn's, bad enough needing morphine, but in Ipswich. Well, let's face it, there's a lot of drug seekers out there. You know who you fucking are. There'll be people in this room right now going, Crohn's, is it? Well, I wish you all the best. I hope it was funny. Was it funny?
Yeah.
Yay! Hooray for me! Thanks for coming out, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My friends, Dan and Jess, have just got engaged. They said, do you want to come to the wedding? Front row, in a circle, on your left. By the way, I'm Toya. Wasn't asked to be a bridesmaid.
Where's Dan and Jess? Where are you, Dan and Jess?
Hi.
Hi, Dan. When are you guys getting married?
May 2026.
May 2026. Feels like you've just arranged this to get out of an argument, Dan. In the distant future, let's see how things work out. And what do you do, Dan?
Technical consultant.
A technical consultant? Right. Turn it off, turn it back on again. What about you, Jess? What do you do?
Project manager.
How did you two meet? Was it work?
Yeah.
It's work. Well, that's lovely. Because we only get to hear about the sexual harassment in the workplace where it goes badly. Sometimes you grab a colleague's tits and they like it. Hi, Jimmy. The lead singer of the Creamy Dads is in the audience tonight with his number one fan. Fancy a serenade. His name is Joe. Okay, I'm... Where's this fucking sex offender? Where's... What? Who are the... Where's the lead... Where's Joe? Where are you, Joe?
Here.
Hi. Right. The... You're in a band, are you? The Creamy Dads. What kind of music is it?
It's a rock band.
It's a rock band, is it? Is it? Yeah. Right, I mean, it's...
Cover band.
It's a cover band. Well, there's nothing the matter with a cover band. The Royal Philharmonic are a cover band. What, sorry? Was it funny in your head? And who's your number one fan? You?
Yeah.
You poor thing. Is there not someone you can talk to about the Creamy Dads? What do you do for a living, my friend?
Me?
Yeah.
A stay-at-home dad.
You're a stay-at-home dad? How old's your kids?
Seven, and I've got two boys of three.
Seven and two boys of three. That is a fucking full-time job. Stay-at-home dad. There's a name for that, isn't it? And what's it like for the kids being brought up by a pussy? it must be a different experience for them being...
They seem to get on all right.
Fuck, I love that you just went, yeah, they're all right. Fucking you're in the back room. Yeah. Good on you. Thanks for coming out, man. The Creamy Dads. I really recommend you... Don't Google that. Under any circumstance. I wonder what the Creamy Dads sound like. Oh, for fuck's sake. You'd be like my nana and cream pies. Fuck me.
Fella in second row, far right, as you look, called Ben, turnt up with about 5 birds, couldn't pull a chain at school. What's he playing at? Where's Ben? All right, Ben. Ben, I can't help noticing you've turned up with 5 birds. You couldn't pull a chain at school. Christ. What's going on with the ladies?
It's a Friday night.
Let me take a look at these hooers. Hello. How do you know this guy? He's your husband. Right. That's your sister. Okay, so wife, sister-in-law. Yeah, no, I understand how that works, yeah. And then who are these other two bitches? What, sorry? You bought the tickets. Okay. What's wrong? You have nothing to do with them. Okay. Good luck, Ben. Ben, just, if you're plying women with booze, know when it's done. Our son thinks you're a tribute act. He doesn't believe the real Jimmy Carr would perform here. Carol, where's... Yeah, I'm with him. I think I'm better than this too, but you know. Where's the kid?
Oh.
Is he here? Well, hi.
No, he's not here.
He's not here, but he thought I would be a tribute act.
No, he just doesn't think that you would be.
He didn't think I would perform here. Well, I fucking am. Can we get him on the phone? Let's get him on the phone. Let's call him. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we call him? What, sorry?
How old is he?
What the fuck does that matter? I'm going to assume he's not going to be 4 years of age. A very cynical toddler. Enjoy the show, Mum. It's probably a fucking tribute act. Don't forget to get fags on the way home. It's not... What's that? It's ringing. Okay, it's ringing. Can you... Hang on. What's he called?
Mark.
Hang on, I'll put him on speaker. Hi, Mark. Mark. Mark's fucking hung up. I'll call him back. Don't worry about a thing, I'll call him back. Can't believe Mark's been quite so rude. He's calling back again. It's a call from his mum, remember? Huh? Leave him a voicemail? All right, you all got to be quiet while I leave a voicemail.
Has he spoken back in front?
Oh, hi, Mark. Sorry, I know it's Jimmy Carr calling. Your mum can't talk right now because I've got my cock in her mouth. He's hung up again. Unacceptable. There you go. Good luck to Mark. I like the fact you called him Mark. Did you consider stain as well? What should you call the baby? Mark. Why? I mean, he's left a mark everywhere. At your Western show tonight, for Will Johnson's 25th birthday, if you can shout him out, he's an aspiring stand-up comedian. Where's Will? Where are you, Will?
Yeah, Mark.
Well, hi, Will. Will? Yeah. Have you got a joke for us, Will?
Oh,
don't feel you have to. You've got what, sorry?
Quite a posh voice.
Well, that's not going to hold you back.
In my experience, that's fine. What do you do? What do you do at the moment?
I'm a draftsman.
You're a draftsman, and do you genuinely want to be a stand-up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the secrets, right? And these are not my thoughts, these are from the masters, okay? We pick up our money at night, but the work is during the day. It's all about writing. Just write jokes. Write fucking great jokes. And this year, don't go to Spain or Portugal or anywhere fancy on holiday. Go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and hang out and go and see shows. Go there for a couple of weeks. And if you don't like being in sweaty, small comedy clubs every night, it's not for you. If you go there and fucking love it, that's the life. Go and test it out for a month in August. Go to Edinburgh and, you know, experiment. See if you like it. Good luck. Right. Maybe. Who knows? Good advice. All right. What else we got? Can I have a photo, please? A friend of mine passed away last year with a brain tumour, and we have to post a photo every day for 70 days of something to help with your well-being. Okay. Today my photo is going to be for laughter. All right, hopefully. Who had someone pass away? Where are you? Maybe they've gone too. Fuck. Is that over there? Hi. Yeah, you can have a photo. Come on down. Come on, why not? Fine. Stairs? Stairs. All right, I'll do a photo. What's your name?
Sue.
What's Sue? Are you a lawyer? Be a good name for a lawyer. It's Sue here. What was your friend called? Yeah.
Ellie.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your friend's demise, but you know, I think hang on, this is going to be awkward. Well, give it to me, and I'll hang on. I'm good at this. Ba, ba, ba. Hey. Well, it's very nice to meet you. I'm sorry about Ellie, but this gig's for Ellie. If anyone's interested in that kind of thing, nice. Top tier, row AA, date night off from the kids. This bastard took 12 years to ask me to marry him. Feel free to rinse him. Also, please go well tonight, as if it doesn't, chances are I'm getting laid. What? Please go well tonight, as if it does, chances are I'm getting laid. Oh, thanks, okay. Where are these two? Where are you? Are you?
I'm fat.
Could you stop fingering her for a moment while we? It's a night off from the kids. How many kids you got?
Two.
So you had two, and then you thought, I might as well marry this. You crazy fucking dreamer. I love it. What do you guys do?
Who are you first?
I'm an electrician.
You're electrician. Oh, this is okay. It's pronounced electrician. Electrician, fuck's sake. What about you, love? What do you do?
I'm a makeup artist.
A makeup artist?
Plastic.
Plastic. What, sorry?
Classic.
And I see you brought all your supplies with you. Such a dick. Come and fix this afterwards. Congratulations. I think you're married. No, they get married. Nice. My friend, Temmie, just recently broke up with his missus, Ava, and she's now with one of his mates, Mick. Heckle to lift his and our spirits. We've came from Wexford to see you. Right. Where's Temmie? Where are you, Temmie? Someone down there just went, Temmie! And I can only presume they went, Temmie! Where's Temmie? Where are you, Temmie? Hi! And she's left you? Oh. You'll learn to love again. Come on, the lesbians! Have some sympathy. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do.
I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets. And then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny. So can you. Come and see me.